Hello and a warm welcome to the Racing Postcast brought to you by Tote Fantasy. We're recording this on Friday morning. We've still got one day of Cheltenham to come, but this is going to be a preview of Saturday. A bit of a come down from Cheltenham. We've got Kempton and Uttoxeter to look forward to. We've got three races from Kempton and four races from Uttoxeter, which are the seven races that are part of the Tote Fantasy game. Do get involved with the Tote Fantasy game. It's £7 to play. It's a pound per race, essentially. The best thing about it is you don't have to pick all the winners to win it either. There's been plenty of people throughout the week at Cheltenham who have come through and won the game, and they haven't won every race. It's a great way of getting involved with racing and a good, fun game to play. We're going to rattle through the seven races on ITV. We're going to shortly be joined by Robbie Wilders, but we'll start off by introducing Tote Fantasy's Jamie Benson. Jamie, a 100-1 winner you've put up side of Burley on the Postcast on Monday. How was the Thursday at Cheltenham?
It was long.
Yeah, I bet.
No, I think it was well celebrated, put it that way. No, it was great. It's always nice to tip and back a winner, especially when you start to lose the faith a little bit in your own ability. I thought it might be just a bit of a guesser, but it was nice to bring home a big price. And on to Friday, and then but more importantly, Kempton and Uttoxeter. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly that. And just as you finished talking, Robbie Wilders comes in and he joins me. Robbie, how are we?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. This is being recorded slightly unusual, so I'm a little bit late. Apologies. But we're in now.
You're well all right. We're going to get straight in with the 130, which is the Novices Limited Handicap Chase, 2 mile, 2 furlong. At Kempton. Jamie, I'll start with you. It's a seven-runner race here. Fairly open-looking field. Who do you like?
I've gone for Any News here for Neil Mulholland. He's been a bit disappointing, but he's plummeted down the handicaps as handicap ratings as a result. He runs off 1.27 here. He's in first-time cheek pieces. I think that could sharpen him up a bit. He travelled very well in his last race, but just didn't quite... maybe got done for toe a little bit towards the end. So I wonder whether... the pieces might just make him a bit more prominent, make him use himself a bit better, and do too much for these. But yeah, any news for me, he'd be my fancy.
Perfect. Any news for Jamie then in the 130. Robbie, as you just arrived, who'd you like in this seven-runner affair?
Yeah, I'll be honest, completely echo what Jamie said. I couldn't really add a lot to that, to be honest.
Okay, perfect. So Robbie Wilde hasn't got a major opinion on the opener, but hopefully he will do on the 205, which is the handicap hurdle over 2 mile, 5 furlong, a class 2 event here. It's Outlaw Peter is the 11-2 favourite. Yorksea is 7-1. Harbour Lake 8-1. Move It Like Mini is also 8-1. Two Friendly joins from 8-1. Scarface 9-1. 10-1. Double figures bar these. Robbie, hopefully you have got an opinion on this one here. Who do you like in this?
Yeah, slightly. Outlaw Peter's a horse I've been following closely this season. I know he's pulled up in the Lanzarote, but there's about 14 different horses pulled up that day. And Nichols has since dropped him into novice company, give him a bit more experience. I think he's on a pretty decent mark of 130. He's a second season novice, I quite like that, and should be more to come. So he looks a pretty fair each way bet, even though he's about 11-2 favourite.
Okay, Outlaw Peter for Robbie. Nichols having a great day with Stage Star yesterday, taking the turn as novices chase. Jamie, who for you in this one?
I've gone for the Bombalistan for Nicky and JP. He's still quite lightly raced. He's a seven-year-old, but he was only winning his maiden hurdle sort of 4 or 5 starts ago. He bombed out last time, but if you draw a line through that, he was fourth to Grey Dawning at Kempton at Christmas, and that's normally a really hot race. Grey Dawning, that's a very well handicapped horse that day. So I wonder if there's more to come. That was over 2 mile 5 at Kempton. This is over 2 mile 5 at Kempton. I just think he probably runs a very big race. He's just about double figures, and I can see him at bang there.
Okay, the Bombalistan for Jamie and the JP at Manor Silks there. Let's move on to the final race we're going to be previewing from Kempton, the 2.40. Complete Unknown is the 5-1 favourite in this handicap chase over 2.5 miles. Galahad Quest is 13-2. Federa Vallis, 8-1. Mr. Fisher, 9-1. And double figures bar these. Jamie, I'll start with you. There's plenty of open-looking races here. The Tote Fantasy game is going to be very interesting this week. Who do we fancy in this?
Yeah, completely. This is going to be one of those days where you can largely pick whatever horses you want. Quite often you're dictated to by the guinea prices, especially when there's some short price favourites. But because this is quite wide open racing and handicaps all across the cards, It means that really you can just go with what you fancy, especially if one's at a bigger price. Realistically, most horses will be 12, 50 guineas or less. So, yeah, if you fancy one, at least you know you can probably include them all. I'm going to here side with Jacamar. He was disappointing last time, but that was stepping up in trip. And I wonder whether I thought it might suit him actually, but he's done all of his best form is over 2.5. So I wonder whether a return to that might see him to better effect. He's won over course and distance as well. A mark of 132 probably seems about right. There might be one or two slightly better handicap than him in here, but I think he'll run his race and be there or thereabouts.
Okay, Jacamar for Jamie, 14-1 currently best priced about Jacamar. Robbie Wilder's another open looking handicap. Who do you fancy in this one?
Yeah, very much so. I was quite interested in Rouge Vif for the Grand Annual, but I think he's probably at his best over 2 miles. He didn't make the cut for that, and 2.4 is probably not ideal for him. But he's quite a big price. I could see him going quite well. I think the one probably is Galahad Quest. I thought he just looked superb at Warwick on his last start. This is still, considering he's only seven, he feels like he's been around for ages, but he's really consistent. I think he's still on quite a good mark based on how he was rated last season, and there should be a little more to come for Jane Williams, who's having a good season. So Galahad Quest for me.
Galahad Quest for Robbie. Yeah, Jane Williams is having a very good season. There we go, rattling through the races at Kempton. We'll be back shortly after this with a preview of the four races from Utox that include the Midlands National.
Tote Fantasy, proudly sponsoring the Racing Postcast. Daily fantasy racing with real cash prizes up for grabs. A cross between fantasy football and the play spot. Who's in your stable? Visit tote.co.uk/fantasy to find out more. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Postcast with myself, Sam Hart, Robbie Wilders and Tote Fantasy's Jamie Benson. We move on to Utoxeter for four races there. The highlight on the card there is going to be the Midlands National, but we kick things off with the 150, which is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle, class 3 event. Hitching Jacking is probably one of the shortest price favourites we've started to look at already. 15-8 favourite. Rafferty's Return, 13-2. Up for Parole, 7-1. Optimised Prime is 15-2. Double figures bar the... Robbie, the first short price favourite that we're probably looking at on this preview of the ITV card. Do we like the favourite in this?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of like his profile. I don't really like his price particularly. He's pretty short in a race with quite a few interesting ones. Stagholm was the one that jumped out to me. He's been dropped £5 for his last chase and run. Well, that's his chase and debut. He didn't take the fences at all that day. He's not a chaser. He's by Golden Horn. He's a flat horse. Back over hurdles, I think, is quite interesting. He was another one that pulled up in that Lanzarote hurdle like Outlaw Peter did. That was his first run of the season, but he was actually quite well back that day. He was supported into about 16-1 in one of the sort of hottest handicaps of the season. And if you go back to his form last season, he won a Grade 2 at Warwick, beating Gentleman at Arms, who finished runner-up in a Grade 1 later in the season at Aintree. I think there certainly should be a little bit more to come over hurdle. He's only run 5 times in that sphere, and he's off 128, so he's about 10-1. That'll do for me.
There we go. 10-1 shout there, Staghorn. For the Archie Watson team. Jamie, yourself in this one?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see the case for Staghorn. He looks very well handicapped. I wonder whether he wants maybe a bit further, but yeah, I think he's going to be bang there. My selection is probably just marginally going to be Up for Parole for Jamie Snowden. He had the day to end all days yesterday, winning the Mayor's Novice, and the yard looks to be in tip-top form. They've always really liked this horse, and he maybe has slightly disappointed them at times, but he's on the mark of 130. This is quite a tight-looking handicap. I don't think there's too much between many of these, but he probably has one of the higher potential ceilings in this race. So I'm just going to take a chance on Up for Parole that he's going to progress further.
Up for Parole for Jamie. And yeah, what a fantastic day it was for Jamie Snowden yesterday, winning the Mayor's Novices hurdle. Let's move on to the 225 at Utox then. It's a 3 mile event. It's another handicap hurdle, class 2 event this time around. And collector's item is the 5-1 favourite. Lord Snooty, 6-1. Trelawn is 7-1. Wild About Oscar. I'm sure the Skelton team will be hoping for a big day. 17-2. Ballygriffin Cottage, 11-1. Flight Deck, 11-1. 12-1. Bar these. Robbie, there's plenty of prices to get stuck into over Saturday. There really is. 5-1 the field in most of the ITV races. Who do we like in this?
Sam Brown. I mean, he's only run twice over hurdles. He's off a mark of 147. But we know he's a very smart chaser. He's rated 159 in that sphere. He's been aimed at the Fleur de Lis chase at Lingfield, wasn't he? That was his big seasonal target, but that meeting was cancelled. and then they just chucked him in the Denman next arm on good grounds. That wouldn't have suited. We know that's a bit of a cut. He's going to get that here. I'm surprised he's quite such a big price. And the other one is Wild About Oscar, who won this a couple of years ago. Imagine this has been the plan for quite a while. I mean, he qualified for the Potemps final at Sandown in December. I think they sort of chucked him in at Cheltenham on New Year's Day to see how he takes to the course. He didn't really take to it, so they probably shelved that plan for going to the Potemps. And now I just think everything's really in his favour. He's £9 lower than when he won it last a couple of years ago. Love soft ground. He's actually only 8 years old. There could be a little bit more to come. And Skelton's in pretty decent form, so that'll do me.
Okay, Sam Brown and Wild About Oscar for Robbie. Yes, Sam Brown ran a mighty race right at the start of the season. The Charlie Hall Chase Pine, Brave Man's Game and Eldorado Allen wasn't far off the two of them. And definitely will appreciate this soft guy and just carrying a mighty weight. Any agreement there, Jamie?
Yeah, I like Sam Brown as well. I think the ground here will be the key. It's soft at the moment, it's raining. It's going to be pretty hard work, which we all know he thrives in. So yeah, I'd definitely give him a squeak, even if being under that big weight, he might find one or two slightly better handicaps, such as Wild About Oscar. I definitely see the case there. But I'm probably going to take a small flyer on Flight Deck. He was pulled up last time, but he will appreciate this soft ground. Before that, he won over this same trip at Chepstow the day after St. Stephen's Day, and he was very impressive then. He looks a horse that could have more to come. Interesting that he comes here rather than Cheltenham. I don't quite know the reasoning behind it, but Jesus, I'm not one to question Jonjo. So yeah, flight deck for me on soft ground. I like him.
There we go. Flight Deck for Jamie. Then another JP at Manus horse to look out for. Hoping for a big day potentially for JP at Manus. And he's going to have the favourite in the Midlands National at 3 o'clock. 4.25 miles there. And Getapan Kalonge is the 5-1 favourite for the Charlie Longton team. I Will Do It is 11-2. The Galloping Bear 7-1. French Paradox is 9-1. Major Dundee and Secret Reprieve 14-1. 16-1. But the Jamie, I always struggle to pick the winner of this race. I need a bit of help. Who wins it?
I used to have an alright record in this race. I think did Guniella win this? It was one of those in the sizing colours that I had. But yeah, been a bit dry since. I'm hoping to get back on track with Secret Reprieve, who's only £2 higher for when he won that Welsh Grand National Trial, where he absolutely gagged up. Soft ground, right up his street. I fancied him at Cheltenham earlier in the season. He was quite disappointing that day, but he's sort of coming back to the best, showing more form, and I'd say that soft ground will be absolutely ideal for him. He wants a proper staying test, which he'll get here. And yeah, he's the double figure prices for Evan Williams. Evan Williams loves having big winners. I mean, not that there are any trainers who don't, but he is an expert at plotting one up. So Secret Reprieve, that yeah, I'll have him on side for sure.
Yeah, Evan Williams is a master of getting these horses ready for big staying chases. Robbie, Jamie's with Secret Reprieve here. What, you in agreement?
Yeah, I'm in agreement, yeah. Just looks on a pretty good mark, doesn't he? And he's about 14-1, so that'll do. Yeah, I mean, he was so impressive when winning the Welsh National a couple of years ago. He then tried to win it first time out last season. That was just too stiff of a task. But crucially, he's now £2 lower than when he won it. He hasn't still got many miles on the clock for a 9-year-old. He's sort of going to really like the ground. It looks like he's been sort of laid out for this. And for a horse who we know is going to stay, I think that's going to get quite a few places. So I think that's quite an interesting each way bet.
There we go. A lot of confidence behind Secret Reprieve then. Let's go on to the final race we'll look at on the ITV card before getting the Tote Fantasy team. The 3:35 at Utox is a 3-mile Novices Handicap Chase, and Super Survivor is 11-2 favourite. Iron Bridge is 6-1. Gustav Vienne is 7-1. Autonomous Cloud and Mackleduff 8-1, along with our Jet. 9-1 about Blackjack Magic and double figures the rest of them. Robbie, the last race we look at, who'd you like?
Yeah, I think I'll probably still keep our Jet on side, to be honest. I know he's beaten 6-4 last time, but Gemrond came out and almost landed a really good handicap at Newbury. Still think should be a little bit more to come. He's pretty unexposed, and he's got the right man on board in Harry Skelton.
He has indeed, yeah. The Skeltons could be in for a big day at Utoxeter on Saturday. Jamie, for yourself in the last on ITV, what do you like?
I'm going to side with Ironbridge. He's still rated 137, which is a mark he's won off only two starts ago. A better judge than me, Rory De Laghi, would have had him as one of his fancies for Cheltenham, but he didn't go there. So I think this is a much easier race than anything he would have faced at Cheltenham. He's a novice company. He would have been an open company there. I totally see the case for coming here. And yeah, I think he probably goes very well. He's also quite lightly raced. So I wonder whether there's still a lot more to come. And he's only a seven-year-old. But these Hemmings horses tend to all be bought to be chasers. So I'd say there's more to come. And Iron Bridge will do for me.
Iron Bridge, top weight for Jamie, then currently 6-1 for the John Joe O'Neill team. That's the seven races covered on ITV. We're going to be coming back very shortly where we'll get the Tote Fantasy team along with the naps of the weekend.
Who's the best bettor? Tote tournaments allow you to bet against other players and turn your profit into prizes. There's over £25,000 up for grabs across festival weekend prizes. You can enter now at tote.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the podcast from myself, Sam Hart, Robbie Wilders and Tote Fantasy's Jamie Benson. Before we leave the podcast, we have to get that lovely Tote Fantasy team. Hopefully we're going to win it this week, especially in the podcast league. The private league, do join that if you get the chance. There's all the details on Twitter with regards to how to join that. Jamie, have you built something together?
I've been trying to do it as we've gone through there now, but I'll probably need a bit of help from Robbie as well. So we've both agreed on any news in the 130 at Kempton. Then the 205 was who was that? I was the bomber Liston and Robbie. Who are you?
Robbie in the 205 at Kempton was with 2 seconds. Get it up.
Outlaw Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Let's go Outlaw Peter because he's a much shorter price and we've got plenty of budget to play with. Then we had Galahad Quest. Again, I'm happy to go with that. Given the budget we've got to play with. Then we're on to Utoxeter. So it's just the 3 from Kempton and the 4 from Utoxeter, same as the ITV races in the fantasy game. So we've got the 150. Where we had Up for Parole and Staghorn. Should we go with Staghorn there?
I think yeah, we're all in agreement with Staghorn. I think we put Staghorn in.
Yeah. Staghorn, then going on to the 225, where we were Wild About Oscar, Flight Deck, and, oh, Sam Brown. Should we go Sam Brown
there?
Yeah,
Sam Brown. Yeah, yeah. We're all big fans of Sam Brown, the soft conditions.
Yeah, and then at the 3 o'clock, the Midlands National.
Got to go Secret Reprieve, haven't we? Yeah. I think he's got to be our star performer.
Yeah, I love that. We'll have him as our stable star, and if he wins, we'll absolutely gag up because you'll have all sorts of points, bonuses for the number of runners in the field, and very few people will stable star him. And then in the last, R-Jet and Ironbridge. Should we go R-Jet?
We'll go R-Jet, and how about we make the last R Stewards inquiry with Boost Enough Place?
Love it.
Yeah, perfect. You like that?
Yeah, so that's all any news, Outlaw Pete, Galahad Quest, Staghorn, Sam Brown, Secret Reprieve with the stable star for double points, and R-Jet with the stewards boosting him in place.
There we go. Yeah, all the details of our Tote Fantasy team will be on the Tote Fantasy Twitter page, hopefully, and you'll also see that on the Racing Post Twitter page as well. Before we leave, then, let's get the naps of Saturday. Robbie, I'll start with you. Who's the best bet on Saturday?
The best bet is, providing he might be a bit short, I'm worried about if he's any odds against, I'd really like a steering for Lange in the 4:15 at Furless. Really smart awesomeness. I actually quite liked him for the Stayers Hurdle this season because, you know, we know how talented he is. He's fallen at the last in the John Durkin, fell at last in the King George last season. You just know there's a big one in him. Going back over hurdles is an interesting move. He's got a beat Lifetime Ambition being teed up for the Grand National. Somerville Boy, who's been a bit resurgent lately, but he should be too good. Providing there's some odds against, I think he'll win the 4:15 at Furless.
4:15 at Furless, then a steering for Lange for Robbie. Jamie, your nap, you're not going to give us another 100-1 shot, are you?
No, Jesus. I'll be lucky to give you a 100-1 shot. But I'm going to go just keep it simple. Secret Reprieve. I love it. Love him for the Midlands National.
Okay, Secret Reprieve. Yeah, 14-1 roughly currently for the Midlands National. That is Jamie's nap of the weekend. And there we go. That is the end of the podcast this week. Nice and short, quick fire this week. It's probably ideal for everyone with this come down from Cheltenham. Like I say, we're recording this on Friday morning. Big thanks to Robbie Wilders and Jamie Benson, as always. Bruce will be back next Friday with a weekend preview. We're slowly approaching the start of the flat season, so we'll be starting to get our flat heads on, starting to look at the stalls and the draws and everything like that. Feels a bit weird saying that, but yeah, Bruce will be back next weekend. Do check out the Race Post YouTube page. Plenty of content coming even after the Cheltenham Festival, so do get involved with all of that, and we will see you very soon.